Well, we're so excited to be back in March. We had the festival in the summer last year and not so much downtown, but this year we're returning to our roots. Everything's within walking distance of the mall in downtown. We're also using the Century Theater as well, which is a great space. So we're so excited to be back downtown. We have got a great lineup. We are super excited about it. We've got a wonderful opening night film called The Duke with Helen Mirren and Jim Broadbent, and it is an uplifting, interesting story, a little bit of a period piece from 1961 about a high-profile art theft. And we're so excited to have that for opening night. We've got a couple parties and a second line band that lead us in a parade down the street. It's always a fun night. So we are super excited about that. And then our closing film is also a great feature film with one of my favorite actresses, Charlotte Rampling. And she plays this gin-soaked grandmother who has to come stay with her grandson. And don't hit it off at the beginning, but it's a story of evolving, and it's a story about love and a story about death. But she is just a fantastic actress, and she plays a stellar role, and I wouldn't miss that either for closing night. So that's some of the things. We also have some big names coming into town. We have Alec Baldwin coming, and he's going to be at the Boulder Theater Saturday night at 6. He's our special guest programmer this year. So he's also chosen three films that are important to him, and he's going to be at those screenings as well. You can find those in the program. And then we have, of course, the great Javier Bardem coming, and he's nominated for an Oscar this year for Being the Ricardos. And that was such a fabulous film, and I can totally see why he was nominated. But he's coming to do a special podcast with the Hollywood Reporter. Awards chatter. Scott Feinberg has a wonderful, he's an awards analyst for the Hollywood Reporter, and he does a podcast. And Javier's coming to the Boulder Theater, and they're going to do that live podcast on Saturday at 12:30. So we're excited about that. And we have just so much more going on. There's always something for everybody at the festival, but we've got a bunch of docs and some music docs I'd love to tell you about too.
One of the things that inspires me is that you bring features from all over the world with different languages. So that exposes the Boulder community to the international flair. But what would you say to our listeners? Which one is that movie that they cannot miss this time?
Oh gosh, that's so hard. It's like you're asking me to pick between my children, but there are several that I would say are not to be missed. And certainly Songs for César is one of them. It's a fabulous movie because it's not only about the United Farm Workers movement, which is so important, but it's about the music that helped fuel that movement. And so it's got Santana, and it's got Joan Baez, and it's just got all these great players. So I wouldn't miss that. But we also have some other music docs as well, if we're on that. There's one called Stay Prayed Up, and it's about a gospel singing group out in North Carolina that's been around and singing together for 50 years. And it's led by this wonderful woman named Lena Mae Perry. And it just kind of delves into this group called the Branchettes and how they came into being and what they are all about. And they end up making a new album. And there's a white Jewish guy that gets the album together, and he's such a fan, and he plays in the band, and they're all coming out. This movie, I saw it in Telluride at the Telluride Film Festival, and the whole audience was on their feet clapping and dancing, and it was so inspirational. And Lena Mae is in her 80s, and she's coming out, and she's going to perform at the Boulder Theater. That's 3 o'clock at the Boulder Theater on Sunday. I would not miss that. We have another one about Leonard Bernstein called Bernstein's Wall, the famous composer who came up with West Side Story. Many of you may have heard of that. He wrote that, but he was really involved in anti-war movements and civil rights, and he's just got so much depth, and I wouldn't miss that either. That's 3:15 Friday at the Boulder Theater. If you like John Hyatt, another music film, John Hyatt and Jerry Douglas. I think there are a lot of big fans here. There's a film called Leftover Feelings about them making an album at RCA's fabled Studio B in Nashville, and it is fabulous if you like those guys. So Saturday at 6 at Boulder High School. We have an adventure film pavilion this year. And that is really exciting to me because I'm kind of an adventurist, or I think I am, until I saw all these movies and then I realized I'm really not. But really good movies. There's one called Exposure, and it's about a team of international women that ski to Antarctica, and the whole film crew is women. And this is perfect for International Women's Day coming up March 8th. And I really wouldn't miss that. It's at Grace Commons Church on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And there's several producers that are going to be there from the film and the director. So we're super excited to have them. I would say really not to be missed film is called Refuge, because it's about a man in the South who used to be a white nationalist and was a leader in the Ku Klux Klan and just filled with a lot of hate. And because of family intervention and also being connected with a Muslim man that lived in another community, they become good friends, and it completely changes this man. And it just shows you that that's possible, and it gives you hope and inspiration. And the whole film is so heartwarming and lovely. And we are very excited and honored to have both of the people from that film, both men that became good friends, are coming, and it is going to be one of the most powerful screenings that we're going to have at the festival this year.
So you have everything for every taste this time on this Boulder International Film Festival number 18th. That's a lot of years already,
yes,
of bringing these wonderful movies to the audience. Personally, I have to tell you that my kids have volunteered in your festival. And is there an opportunity for young people to volunteer and continue that tradition of having
the chance
to see movies for free, but at the same time, you know, giving something back?
Absolutely. And we still do need volunteers, Rosanna. So thank you for mentioning that. We have volunteer opportunities available. We love getting youth involved. You do get to see a lot of movies for free when you volunteer, and that's kind of the biggest benefit. But you also get to meet a lot of people, and it's a fun community. And we do this for fun, you know, so we think it's a valuable experience. We still have lots of slots open, and would really welcome anybody to go to biff1.com/volunteer and sign up there. And we'd love to have you.
Kathy, please tell me why film is so important for people. Why is it that when we watch a movie, as humans, we get connected and barriers just dissolve?
Well, you know, we believe that film has the power to change the world. And we do that a lot through our call to action program. We have a lot of films that when you see them, you know, we don't like it when people watch the film and then leave and go, well, that's, you know, a really important issue, but I don't know what I can do about it. So we bring in groups that speak extensively after the films. We select 10 or 12 films that are the most important, you know, call to action films. And Refuge is one of them, for example. That'll be a really powerful call to action. But what we do is these groups identify 5 action items. And Boulder is an activist community. They want to get involved. They want to know what they can do to change the world, to help make change. And so we feel very strongly that that film can do that. And we do a lot of that through our call to action program. And so, you know, we believe very strongly, not only can be inspiring, even if it's not in the call to action program, it's inspiring, it's educational, it's uplifting, it's entertaining. And a lot of the films we screen, we do try to be uplifting and inspiring. And the Adventure Film Pavilion films do that because they show these stories of adventure and how people have survived and how they get through. And they give you inspiration to do the same thing and know that you could do it. And some of the films in that program are about people with disabilities that are out doing amazing things. And that's inspiring. So we have some great call to actions about those films and some great groups coming in to speak on that. There's just inspiration all the way around the festival. And those are the kinds of films that we really like to screen. The only last thing I would say is we are doing vaccine checks this year for the festival. So please bring your vaccine cards down and you'll get a bracelet that you can wear for the entire festival. You'll only have to show your card once, but just keep that in mind that we will need to see that when you come and that masks will be optional. So we hope everybody comes down and has a great time and really gets inspired and educated and meets great people and has a lot of fun. So hope to see you down there.
Thank you so much. I have been speaking with Kathy Beck. She is the co-founder of the Boulder International Film Festival coming March 4th, grand opening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a whole weekend of wonderful international films and a lot of wonderful events to share and to enjoy. Thank you so much for this opportunity and good luck in your wonderful 18th Boulder International Film Festival this year.